Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. We're here in our business spotlight, and today is our fifth segment of Keep It Simple with Renee. And today, Renee is going to be sharing the heartbeat of your business, which is list building and lead generation. Using these two steps, she's going to show you how to turn prospects into buyers. And she's going to be building on the strategies that she's talked about in previous shows, and she's really going to put more emphasis today on how online marketers should engage with your list regularly, not only with personalized emails and posts, but how relationship building and telling your story will help grow your business. So here you go, Renee, week five in Keep It Simple.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone who's been listening. I could tell you this is a hot topic. I've had a lot of people message me and email me about this, but so I'm just going to get right into it and just summarize a little bit about the last few shows and get right into it. So on our past few shows, I've been giving some strategies for automating your business and how to use marketing systems that are going to help you get more people looking at your business every day, whether you're actually at your computer or out living your life. So basically getting traffic to your website, both paid and free traffic. And just remember that the way that you do it is by having an effective system in place that does the work for you once you plug into it and feed it traffic. And you hear me talk about traffic a lot. So now that you fed it some traffic, those people have opted into your email list. What I'm going to get into specifically are what you do to keep those people on your list and get them to become buyers, because this is the hot question I get all the time. Honestly, the only way you're going to get paid is if these people on your list take action and buy something or become one of your business partners. And once that starts to happen, the momentum builds, and that's how you build your list and you start getting paid. So, talking about the questions and comments about this, I get this every single day, and one that sticks out the most goes something like this, okay, and I'm going to say this in quotes. Hey, Renee, I bought a solo ad last week for 100 clicks, and none of these people signed up yet, okay? That's a common question for people who are new or people who haven't had success yet. So I have to step back to when I was brand new, and I used to think the same thing myself. So I'm going to be repeating myself several times about this very question and comment that I get. Getting signups and buyers happens over time, okay? So maybe it's a month, maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's 6 months, maybe it's a year. We don't really know when that person's going to actually sign up or do something. But what we do know, and this is the most important thing, is that leads become buyers when they relate to you. They get to know, like, and trust you because you've shown that you care, you've proven yourself, and you've shown that you can help solve whatever problem they have. And usually that problem is financial related or health rate related or related to freedom. So I want to talk a bit about an aha moment because this is significant in list building and what can happen. So a few days ago, and even today, I saw before my eyes how powerful a list of buyers is, because on our own team, massive active signups were happening. And I mean, people who couldn't get their money out fast enough, okay? Just watching how powerful building a list can be when you have a big list, these people can place an offer in front of the right people, and signups just happen, okay? So based on this, I came up with a quote, and I have no idea if anyone else has said it like me, but I'm just going to go with it, so I apologize for anyone else who may have said this, but I'm going with it. All right, here's my quote. Building a massive list of action takers is priceless. And I can even add to that, building a list of leaders is priceless, okay? When people finally begin to understand the power of having a list of, say, 30,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 plus, and this may sound like, you know, unreasonable, but it does happen, that people with lists like this can pretty much write themselves a check for whatever amount they want, because when you're communicating with that many people on a consistent basis, there's that much greater chance of hundreds of people who are going to be taking action, and they're going to start buying something or becoming business partners every single day, okay? So we know it's a numbers game. The greater the number of people that are on your list, the greater your paycheck, the better your health, the more freedom you have, whatever it is you're looking for, there's that greater chance of that happening. My mentors have that list building and lead generation down to a science. Basically, they can put just about any offer in front of thousands of people, and a good amount of them are going to take action. And even better, if their list is action takers that become leaders, that's even more powerful. So the burning question is, how do you get to that point? How do you get these leads to remain on your list and become buyers or business partners and leaders with you? I can tell you it's certainly not something that happens overnight, okay? But with a calculated system in place, you can get these lookers to become buyers, partners, and leaders. And it's all in what you do for the people on your list, what you say to the people on your list. And I've said this on my previous shows, the way you get consistent, active signups is by telling your story over and over in different ways, and not just relying on, you know, the broadcasts that are automatically sent from your funnel you've plugged into. So if you're listening to the show for the first time and you're already lost, what I recommend you do is go back and listen to previous shows where I talk about automation and lead capture pages and funnels, because that's really what the focus is today, what happens after that. So I'm going to get in depth about actual email messages, campaigns, and broadcasts you make to your list of subscribers or opt-ins. And I'm going to lead into a question that I actually got in an email. So here's the question, and I'm going to say this person's name because I'm pretty sure he's listening. So Scott from Wisconsin asked me, how many lists does a person keep, and how many times do you send a broadcast other than the ones automatically sent via the funnel? Okay, so Scott asked two very common questions. So I'm going to give you a simple answer, okay, to the amount of lists that you should keep. I'll start with that one. And I'm going to say it's simple because there's really no right or wrong answer. It's really a matter of personal preference. So I'm just going to say what I do. I have a list for each offer that I have, but I also have lists for different ways that I've brought people into my list depending on what lead capture page I've used. So, for example, I have a Keep It Simple list. I have a Busy Parent list. I have a three-step list. I have a traffic list, and I actually have more than that. And I've condensed, I used to have more, but I've actually condensed them just to make things easier for myself to manage. So there's no real clear-cut answer to how many lists you have. It's really going to depend on your specific marketing style and the marketing system you already have in place. And another important thing is each list has its own set of automated messages. However, my personalized emails go out to every person on every single list. So it doesn't matter when I'm sending a personalized message, it's going out to everybody on every single list. But what I recommend for new people is to have one list in the beginning, if that's possible, just to make it simpler. Okay? For example, a lot of people I'm working with are using some type of 3 or 4 step system. If they have it set up correctly, they should have one link that promotes that system as a whole. So they should only need one list. What I recommend calling that list is either the 3-step system or the 4-step system. Let's make it simple, since we're talking about the keep it simple. And you call it that based on how many steps are in it, okay? As you learn and get more marketing skills, then you can add more lists and you can get more specific and creative with what you name your list and what you have on it. So let's get into answering that question about how often to send a broadcast. So I send out at least 4 emails a week. And I found that it really doesn't matter which days of the week or what time of day that I send them, because I have people from all over the world on my list. And other things that I found, and I have a list of just over 6,000. On the average, about 300 to 400 people open my emails each time. So that's about 6%. Out of those people that open the email, about 50 to 70 people click on the links that I have in the emails. And when I say click on the links, that means they're actually looking at either a blog post that I sent my link to or actually looking at my business. So that's about 12%. So if you look at those numbers of about 6,000 people, and I have a tiny list compared to, you know, other people I know, about 50 to 70 people approximately, like 1%, actually click on the link and see my business or whatever I'm promoting. So some people send a broadcast every day. Some people do it less. It really depends on your marketing style, and there's really no right or wrong answer. But what I do want to mention, when I say I send an email, what I mean is it's personalized in some way. I'm telling my story. I'm showing my progress through a screenshot or a video. I might include a link to my blog. I might include a link to this show or our team webinar. I might have a link to a sales page for my business. Many times I include pictures of events in my life, such as, like, recently I went to an event in Vegas. And, you know, it was for my business. So I included pictures from that. A few days ago, I put a picture of my daughter playing her flute for a concert, because in that particular email, I talked about going to my daughter's concert. This past summer, both my daughter and I were in a musical together, and I managed to tie that musical in with my emails. In many of my emails, the reason why I'm doing that, I'm talking about how I can still live my life and have an online business because I've automated my business and it works for me while I'm out living my life. And, you know, while I'm out bringing my daughter to her rehearsals, there's consistency in that. I'm showing that I'm telling my story. I'm showing why this is working. So I'm really telling my subscribers that I'm a real person. I'm busy. I'm just living my life while earning online. Most people can relate to being busy, and they may be thinking to themselves, okay, wow, this lady can make money while she's out running around all day. I can do that too. I'm busy, and, you know, if she could do it, I could do it. So, you know, there's some psychology and process in that. I also tell people how the system I'm using is what's allowing me to quit my job this June. So anyone who's still working and wants to be able to quit their job like me, they're going to relate to me. I'm telling my story in every email and in some way, shape, or form, you know, in different ways. So I get the most comments on my emails where I'm talking about my family and I'm including pictures. And when I have pictures of events, you know, I'm getting comments about that. But the biggest amount of opens and responses is when I send, you know, one of the biggest ones I had was actually this Christmas. I had a picture of my whole family, and it had my parents in it, it had my siblings, it had my nieces and nephews, and people really liked seeing that I have a life and that I have a family. However, my emails are consistent with my thank you for opting page. And on that page, I talk about how I love my family and how I love music and theater. So it's proof that I'm out doing the things that I say that I enjoy doing, okay? There's got to be some consistency and coherency with that. So I'm going to get into another question that I received from, and this is, again, from an email. Rashid from Delaware asked me, how long are your emails? So my answer is, as long as they need to be, okay? So, you know, that's a simple answer. But in reality, I have a mixture of short and to-the-point emails for the people who are busy or people who get distracted. But I also have done some really long emails where I give more detail to my story. And those particular emails I get great response from because people are saying that they're inspired by my journey and what I've overcome. And, you know, others do this that do the same thing, they get the same kind of response. So it's not just me who gets that kind of response. So to answer Rashid's question, there's no real right or wrong answer, but I would say a general rule is not to go any longer than a regular page size in an email. But it really depends, because if you're engaging and you're being real, you're being yourself, it shouldn't matter how much or how much long or how short it is. So I know we're kind of going kind of long, so I think this is a good time to take a break and thank our Word of Mom sponsors. And when I come back, I'll get into some specific examples of actual subject lines and emails that I have and others on my team have that have had really good response. So take it away, Dory, with our break and our sponsors.
Okay, thanks so much, Renee. For those of you just tuning in, you're here on Keep It Simple with Renee on Word of Mom Radio, and I want to thank our sponsors today, partywithhope.com. Hope is a fellow bag lady, and she shares 31 bags and accessories and just some fabulous items that can be personalized. She does personal shopping for people. She's just a really wonderful person to reach out to. So again, you can go to partywithhope.com and find out more information about her. And our other sponsor, Safety Bags LLC, we are heading to Nevada. Actually, I leave tomorrow after Cass's show, and we will be at the Ed Expo March 9th through 11th, where all the retailers are for the K-12 market. It's really exciting to be there. It's our second year now, and we're there with our clear bags and backpacks and, you know, getting out there to keep our kids safe, which has always been our mission here at Safety Bags. Everything else, our stadium bags and our travel bags and whatnot, have all stemmed from that desire to keep our school safe. So you can find us at safetyitsinthebag.com, which is our school bag name, which I love. And we are back with Renee on Keep It Simple. And you can meet the rest of our sponsors at wordofmomradio.com. Go to our Mompreneur Marketplace and find out more about every one of our sponsors, including Renee, who's one of our show sponsors. So here we are, back on Keep It Simple.
All right. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to give you some examples of emails that I've used and others on our team have used that get good response and actually help to get those leads to become buyers. So I'm going to dissect a bit about the psychology of an email and you becoming that person that knows what the reader wants and needs before they actually figure that out for themselves, okay? So the subject title should be something that people want to open, or it's some kind of call to action, okay? So here's an example of a subject and email that I sent out yesterday. So it was called, "Put Your Emails to Work So You Don't Have To." What that does is it catches the attention of people like me who don't want to work for someone else anymore, okay? So in my email body, I always start by saying, Renee Sullivan here. And the reason why I do that is so that person remembers me and relates to me, okay? So my next part, always reminding you that you opted into one of my money-making websites, and that is why you're getting this email. If you don't want these emails anymore, then please unsubscribe below. Okay, so I always remind people of this because most people who subscribe don't even remember how or what they subscribe to, so I'm giving them an out if they want it, and honestly, if they don't want my emails, I don't want them on my list. So, all right, getting into the next part. If you want to learn how to put emails like this one to work for you, then read on. And here's where I get the attention back to the people who are really interested. Okay, so getting back into it. Check this out. I am editing this email that was already outlined by my mentor right now on Sunday, February 28th at 10 p.m. Eastern. When you get this email, it will be Monday, February 29th, 11 a.m. Eastern. Yep, one more day in February this leap year. Now, I've programmed this email to work for me because I have a jam-packed week with appointments, rehearsals for my daughter. Yes, she's rehearsing for two musicals at the same time now. And I have LOL. She just finished The Little Mermaid last week. So in there, I'm showing my family. I'm relating back to other emails where I've talked about how our family has a love for music and theater and how it relates to why I'm automating my business. Okay, next part. Either way, while I'm out living my life and carting my daughter to rehearsals, this email will reach 6,000 plus people, and from there, it's a simple numbers game. Some people will unsubscribe, some people will read, learn, or continue to watch, and that's perfectly fine. Some people will take action. I love watching these people become successful. So in that part, I'm basically teaching these people about the numbers game, but I'm also saying I'm supportive and happy for people that actually take action. Okay, next part. And that's how you build a business online. I'm using a simple traffic and automated system that works for me 24/7 so I can live my life better. I'm not trading my time for money per se. If you want the same exact system I'm using, then it's real simple. Click here and get started with us, okay? So that's a clickable link where they can actually learn about my business and sign up right there if they want to. Next part, I will help you every step of the way. Again, that's reassurance that I'm going to be there to help. Also, if you are just looking for some traffic to get more people looking at your business each day, then click here. Okay, that's another clickable link. I put that there for the people who already have a business that they're passionate about, but they're just looking for traffic resources. I have solutions for them. Okay, getting back to the email. P.S., even though my personal availability is limited this week, know that the information you need to get started in those websites I just gave you the links to, so start there. Okay, and then I have a little smiley face. So basically what I'm doing is reassuring people that the system's going to be there for them to help them get started, and I will get to them when I return. And then I always end with, talk soon, Renee, and a little smiley face. I usually end that way because it just gives a warm, you know, feeling to it, okay? So that's one example. I want to give you an example of a shorter one that one of my team members did, but it's very powerful. Okay, so the subject is From Broken to Complete Life Changes. That subject is really powerful because so many people are broke and they want to change that in their lives, and people are going to open it because they will want to know how this person did it. Okay, so again, this person gives their name, and I'm going to say the name because this person needs, you know, to be noted. Rob Frazier here. And he states his name so people remember him. You are getting my personal updates because at one point you opted into one of my websites. If you don't want to get this email anymore, then unsubscribe at the bottom of this email. again, he's reminding people of why they got the email in the first place and giving them an out if they want it. Moving on, I wrote up a quick blog post that lays out my complete system, starting with the broke man's plan and connecting what I'm currently doing. So he says this because he's showing that he actually has a system in place for people who are broke, proof of why people should be listening to him. Okay? Then he has, check it out here and leave me your comments. Again, that's a clickable link that goes to his blog post where he gives his full story with his plan laid out, including training videos. And it has a call to action for people to comment. That's also going to give him better SEO. Okay? Next part, I want to help as many people as I can duplicate what I'm doing. Again, reassurance that he cares, that they're going to get some help, and that his system is duplicatable. Okay, that's very powerful. His ending, talk soon, Rob Fraser, smiley face. Okay, you can see now where I got my training about writing emails that get people's attention. And it keeps their attention over time, and eventually they take action, and they implement that plan, and they, you know, start to make some money. So, the examples that I gave can also be used in a social media post. This is not just about email marketing, okay, because those people are also on your list, and the more these people follow you both in social media and on your email list, the better your chance of converting them to buyers and partners and leaders, okay? So I thought I might have time to actually go through another one, but I am not sure. So, well, I'll get into
you
it.
Have time.
Okay, good. Okay, so here's an example of an email I wrote to be used as a training to people on how they can actually use a social media post and eventually turn the social media list into a profit. Again, over time, if they do these things consistently. So my subject was creating value and engagement equals profits. Here's how. Okay? Again, I'm giving them a way that they can do that. So what I'm going to actually do is read a bit of what the people posted and then get into, you know, what I said in my email. Okay, so one example is, this is a post. If you're not getting attention to your posts, consider this. Your Facebook wall is your blog. Smash it or trash it. Your choice. It should attract people, not repel them. Get some value and personality. Enough said. Okay. So this post had about 29 likes and, you know, people commenting on, you know, what's value. I mean, it got so much engagement. Okay. And people responding with even more questions. Those are the types of posts that you want to make, okay? Another example, and here's what this person said. I go back and forth on this one, spending time calling leads versus not calling them till they take action and join. I call my new signups, and right now I'm not calling my leads, people who've not joined. I understand some folks need to know that I'm a real person and I will help, but after spending hours on the phone with folks who are so pumped up, and then I never hear from them again. I just think my time is better spent on action takers. Your thoughts? Question mark. Now, this person put that for a reason. This person, I think, had at least 30 comments and 37 likes, okay? And people talked about, you know, why they call people and why they don't and, you know, the value of your time. So, basically, in my email, what I said is not only does posting online show people more of your personality, it definitely shows to others who your followers are, how you talk with them, how that helps brand you. The more authentic your posts are, the better. People do not want to be sold or lectured, and they certainly don't want to see you talking only about your business all the time. Now, about the profits, they will come over time if you continue to show who you are as a person, engage with the people who engage with you, and continue to show your passion and progress, and build that relationship of likability and trust. These people are your future business partners. Keep it simple, keep it real, Then I have a link, see the simple plan I'm using to earn consistently, talk soon, Renee, smiley face. Okay, that's what I put in my email so that people can see that I'm helping them, I'm training them on how to write an email. So,
Renee, let me just interrupt you for a second. For those of you listening live, we're going to go into archive, so you'll have to tune into the archive for the rest of it. And those of you that are tuning into the archive, enjoy. Go ahead, Renee. I want you to finish this out.
Okay, yeah, I just have a few more minutes, but thank you. So the basic point I want to say, if you're new, just understand that there's a process to all of this. Even if you don't get it now, the more you stay connected and close to the people that do, the better your chances of converting your list to the people that want to learn, okay? You don't have to write emails like this on your own at first. You can learn how to take emails like these and make them your own with your results, your life events. It really just takes you making that commitment. When I started, all I did was copy and paste what my mentors wrote. Then I gradually learned how to edit emails that were already written, and now then again to writing emails of my own. It's just part of the progression. If you stay close and connected to the people that know what they're doing and can teach people what they're doing, you're so much further ahead than those people who don't even have mentors to help them. So if you need my help with list building, or if you have questions or comments on any of the shows I have done, just reach out to me on Facebook or on LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm on IBO Toolbox. I'm on Pinterest. You can also email me at renee@reneesullivan.net. Okay? If you want to actually receive my emails and get examples of how I do it, you can subscribe to my list. Okay? Just go to http://dailypay.reneesullivanleadsforyou, and that's the number 4, and then that's the letter U.com. So my point is, no matter what your business is, just use my emails, insert your story, your results, because what I really want to do is help these people that are struggling to make this work, okay? So I just wanted to close that out. And, you know, do a quick thing about next week. I'm going to be talking about diversification strategy and multiple streams of income. So, you know, I'm going to just end with a little quote and say goodbye and thank you. So my quote is, don't put all your eggs in one basket, because that's basically what the diversification strategy is. And I want to thank everyone for listening today. Who knew that I'd go into archive? And we will catch up next week, and I'm looking forward to it, my last show.
Me too, Renee. Boy, it's been a fast 6 weeks. And next week I will be in Nevada. We'll be broadcasting you from the EdExpo. So
awesome.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited about
Yay.
That. And great information, really excellent information. So I hope everybody reaches out to you. Tomorrow we are here with Kat Winters, the sneaky mom, and we're going to be talking imagination. She's going to share 11 different ways to spark your child's imagination while they think they're playing, because Kat always believes that kids learn best when they think it's playtime. So for all of you tuning in, Renee, thank you. I love Keep It Simple. It's such a fun show. I'm going to miss doing this with you on Tuesdays. And for all of you tuning in, thanks so much. Happy March. This is actually our anniversary month.
Oh, wow.
And we usually do, you know, this whole Word of Mom March anniversary shows all month long. And because of what's going on with safety bags and everything else, this is what happens when you run two businesses that are doing everything that they're supposed to be doing. So, but this month we will actually have our 400th show. So
wow.
I'm going to use that show. Yeah. How amazing is that? I'm going to use that show to celebrate our anniversary. I know. 400 shows. Couldn't do it without you. You know, all of our sponsors. I mean, let's face it, Renee, you were our first sponsor. You know, when I reached out to people that I wanted to share and promote and everything else, you were the first one I reached out to. And look how far we've grown. So it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it does take time, guys. Let's face it, your business isn't going to happen overnight. You know, nope. I'm looking at safety bags right now. We're getting ready to be an overnight success, you know, 15 years in the making.